Hello, everyone, and welcome to Birth Your Vision podcast. And I'm so excited today because I have incredible, amazing guest who is going to be speaking all about her experience in the military. So, but before that, you know, many of you are watching me for the first time today. So I just want to let you know that the Birth Your Vision podcast is really about, you know, a platform to provide resources for women in business and also for aspiring female entrepreneurs who are looking for inspiration, guidance, support, and tips on how to start their business and also turn those visions into successful, profitable business. And so every week you will definitely hear some amazing interviews from trailblazing, influential women around the globe. And so today's topic, it's all about, you know, a former paratrooper who worked for the Special Force in the Portuguese Army. And so without further ado, I just want to introduce you to my lovely guest who is joining me in the broadcast studios today, and that is Alice Santos. She is a former paratrooper who worked for the Special Forces of Portugal Army. Her military career began as a paratrooper, you know, in this Special Force. She was one of seven women out of 98 men within her base at the time. And as a female in a primarily male environment, she learned the value of self-discipline, self-confidence, and empowerment in overcoming all the hurdles as a female seeking to stand out. And after several injuries that she had in 2005, she had to drop out of her dream career in the military. And now she went on to become a general manager in the hospitality industry for over 10 years. And then she found her passion and her purpose in coaching and empowering ambitious women to think like a warrior and level up their potential. So without further ado, please welcome the amazing Alice Santos. It's amazing to see you, Queen. Thanks for coming.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. Amazing. Talk with you. So, and hi, everyone that is watching us right now. So thank you so much.
You are truly welcome. So how was your day? You know, how has it been being a woman in business? We have so many activities. And so how was your day today, Alice?
My day today was really productive. Usually I start my day really early. So since early morning, I've been very busy and had a little bit of a break before we start this podcast. But then soon after this one, I'll have two others. So busy.
Alice, you are definitely a busy woman. And, you know, you mentioned about starting your day very early. We are going to go back and touch on why does Alice Santos start her day very early. But before we really dive in into that conversation, I just wanted you to take us back, right, to go back just a little bit further as to how your journey began in becoming, you know, into the armed forces. How did your journey start in terms of you becoming one of the paratroopers for the armed forces in Portugal?
Oh my God, I love that question. Oh, well, so that was Alice with 20 years old. Well, the way I started, at the time, I don't think I thought about it as the first option. Yeah. So when I was 18, I was a very active teenager, let's say, like to party a lot, and did not realize how privileged I was until my dad passed away when I was 18. So when that happened, I saw my mom going panicking, basically, and start working like 16 hours a day. That woman scared me. I was like, oh my God, I need my mom. So, you know, doing the transition, because I was very young, you don't really realize the responsibility and the things that are going on. And my mom tried to protect me a lot, me and my sisters and my brother. And I realized the importance of just making sure she will be okay. And in my mind at the time, I remember when my brother went to the army, he was not very happy with that. It was mandatory at the time for his age. So he was not very happy. And I love that. And I love the idea of structure. I love the idea of everyone has to do the same thing. Everyone has to wake up early. I always woke up early. That's natural to me. And I just love the all the stories that my brother will bring home. And you know, I was just passionate about it. And I will ask my mom to take care of his clothes and everything, and then see the uniform and really enjoying all of that. And when my dad passed away, my need to kind of reassure my mom that everything, you know, I will do everything that I can to help you. And then when it comes to the decision of something serious to do, which is like early 20s, I decided to join the army. My first option was the police force, but then I saw the army as a option to, you know, first do the service and then go to the police force. So that was the goal at the time. And that's what I was thinking at the time, that, you know, the army was, for me, was something serious that my mom will, you know, just believe me, that was something serious. It was not a teenager talking. Something with that I put a lot of thought and I saw like a way for my mom to kind of relax a little bit as well and trust us to help her as well, not seeing us as a teenager. So that was how I started. But I always loved that uniform side of it, the discipline, the exercising, you know, doing everything as a group, and how important, you know, people's behavior was being perceived inside the group. My brother will tell me all the stories about it, and I love it. And he didn't really like it. So that's how I started in the army.
Wow. Really, really inspiring, because I know that so many people have so many different reasons of how and why they want to join the armed forces. And you've mentioned in terms of, you know, getting strength from the fact that your dad passed away, and other people have actually joined because they are, you know, someone who has discipline, right? And they are craving a disciplined setting, right? And also for respect and honor, for family purposes, you know, for an adventure as well. You understand, like you said, you love the uniform, you love everything about it. And also to kind of serve your country, the motherland that you come from. And, you know, these are some of the other reasons that others, you know, have decided to join the army. So yours is very interesting, to be quite honest with you. And so for our listeners who are listening today, some of them want to know, what is a paratrooper's mission? If you can just explain to us what that is.
Yeah, so in the army, we have different specialities. And all the specialities, the aim is to be in a particular theater in a strategic way. So as a paratrooper, it will be in a vertical way through a plane. So you jump out of a plane in a particular, very precise area where it's safe for you to land. So that is a specialty. You have to see, you have, you know, the land in different ways. And as a paratrooper, that is the mission, to be in a particular place in a vertical way. She's a, right. Yeah.
It's really like an adventure, to be quite honest with you. Imagine jumping from the top and then all the way down. That can be very scary. How did you feel? What was going through your mind?
I was outside my body.
An out of body experience. I could just imagine. Yeah.
It's something that you are trained for. Mm-hmm. The technical part of it, everyone can learn that. But the actual moment where you are going inside the plane and you know that halfway you will be out of that plane with two, you know, parachutes. You know, but still is yourself outside a plane. I remember I was sweating a lot. That is one way that my body was just asking me, begging me, please, are you sure you want to do this? which I did. I remember my first jump, it was I had to do the position to the door, which is the position to the door is that means that you are the first one to jump out of the plane. I remember I looked back to the guy that was next to me. I was like, do you want to go first? And he said, no. I was literally just sweating. I was sweating. But you know what? It was a process of you knowing exactly what to do, you becoming completely conscious about the danger that you're putting yourself into. And then once you jump outside of a plane, is the best sensation ever in the history that I could experience.
It's like facing your fear, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And once you've actually achieved it and you've overcome the fear, you have that sense of confidence, yes. You know, that sense of joy that you've actually completed it, and the fear gradually fades away. And so I do understand what you mean in regards to the best feeling in the world once you've actually done it. Mm-hmm. And yes, there is all this buildup of fear and what ifs, you know, before you actually took the step to do it. So in a nutshell, paratroopers jump out of airplanes, mm-hmm. and they use parachutes to land safely on the ground, right?
Yes.
Absolutely, indeed. Definitely. So what are the core skills of a paratrooper? Because every job and every things that we do, you know, comes with a little bit of skills, a little bit of knowledge. What are the core skills in terms of being a paratrooper?
If I think about all the training that we have to go through until actually graduate as a paratrooper, mm-hmm. I would say first and most important is physically, you have to be fit up to the task.
Yeah.
And same level as you are physically, you have to be mentally with a level of strength and focus.
Yes.
So I think that the core skills are those two, physically, mm-hmm. then mentally. Mentally, mm-hmm. sometimes even more than physically, because your mind is something that is unbelievable. And one of the things that I really love and the lessons that I really took out of my experience in the army, it was how your mind can surprise you and take you to places that you can't even imagine. Whenever you say, I can't do it, yes, you can.
Yes, absolutely.
You can. So I think physically, definitely, because it's very demanding, all the exercises that we have to go through. Is something that you are tested to the limit every day. You are tested physically to the limit. When you think you can't do it, your mind, you know, the level of focus that you need to complete all the extreme exercise, the, you know, the physic one and being awake for hours, and, you know, deprivation of sleeping is something that, you know, you have to learn and to learn how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's just mentally you have to be, because if you're not mentally strong, as in, you know, all the things that you say to yourself, it needs to be in a positive way. You need to learn how to motivate yourself.
Yes.
You have the group energy as well, but most importantly is the way that you talk to yourself, and that will make you a paratrooper or not, is the way that you see yourself inside the group. And then you will have the support, but the most important thing is the way that you see yourself and the way that you talk with yourself.
Absolutely. You're definitely right. And I hear you say that you need to have a level of confidence in yourself and also resilience. You know, it's about bravery and also courage as well. You need a lot of that. And having that self-reliance as well, being agile and highly equipped, ready that, you know, you're ready to face the war.
Yes.
And you are ready for whatever comes your way. And like you said, once you've gone through all the physical activities, you are equipped to be the best of yourself.
Yeah.
And you start to form that self-discipline. You understand? You start to be more focused on problem-solving skills and, you know, having that mental you know, robustness and being professional as well. And I see a lot of that in you, actually, in terms of your coaching. So I would say that this has actually helped you in so many ways to become more self-disciplined, and you're able to pass all that into all your clients who you're currently coaching at the moment. And so on that note, I just wanted to know, so how does one go about becoming a paratrooper? Obviously, we are in the UK, and you started yours back in Portugal. So in Portuguese. So I just wanted to know, how can someone, especially female, kind of embark on becoming a paratrooper?
Well, in Portugal, since the 50s that they had women as a paratrooper, which were the first female paratroopers, they were all nurses, because they needed the nurses, in the war zone. And the only way to get there was through a plane. And those were the first women paratroopers back in the 50s. So it was already, it's already prepared to receive us as a woman, but it's a predominantly male environment. That is for sure, that we can't avoid. It is what it is. So it's challenging in that sense of, you need to have already a level of self-confidence for you to show up, for you to, the way that you conduct yourself, the way that you talk with yourself, and that will determine the acceptance or not inside the group. And it's really challenging, and we are women, and we have to be constantly on top of the physical and mental challenges that we have. We have also to be aware always that we are women, and there is some things that we have to adapt real quick to all the situations. So we learn to adapt to those situations real quick and think and plan ahead always.
I can definitely imagine, because I know that there would be definitely some obstacles and challenges that you would have faced, you know, as a woman, as well as other women in the military. So maybe share one with us in terms of what you faced and how you overcome it.
I would say there is a physical limitation for women that we have to accept and adapt that. So I was not like a very good runner. And I always punished myself and thought that I was not good, but not good in comparison with the best of the best. Men, they are good runners, you know, and they have that strength that we don't have. So we have to kind of adapt that. I had to push myself. Right. I had to push myself. I asked other people that were better runners than I was to kind of train me a little bit more. So that was one of the things. And, you know, we always had the group of females a little bit at the back whenever we have to do these very long running sessions. So that was one. The other one is, you know, we have our monthly situation going on. So that is another one that you have to plan, because sometimes, you know, you get really wet and, you know, there is no place for you to go. You have to kind of manage. So that is a trip plan already in place, just in case the first one goes wrong. So that is, you know, one thing that you have to plan and plan again and make sure that that won't be on the way if the situation comes. So those are the two situations that, you know, I had to plan and plan again. And, you know, but when you are in the army, they become your brothers, and there is no questions about that. So once you get through that first kind of impression of, you know, you have to kind of prove yourself, you know, you get brothers and sisters for life. And if you need, they will cover for you. That is what the army is all about. Well, you have that comrade.
you have a network of people that you can actually rely on,
you rely on, because that group of people, you you put your life in their hands and they do the same with you. So there is, you know, you have that situation, obviously, in the army. You have to be the discipline first. You have to be the self-discipline with yourself. You can't neglect. Neglecting is not acceptable at all. So you learn to do that. And then if you need, they know that you really need. Then everything for you will sort it out very quickly. And then we move to the next one. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yes, for sure. And, you know, what was it like for you in terms of your transition? So how was you able to transition from being a former paratrooper and now to a disciplined coach? Because that is a really big jump, you know. So tell us a little bit about that transition.
It was a very abrupt transition, as I didn't want my career as a military to end, but it did end with an accident that as a result, I had this injury for life, so I had to be retired. My process to accept the situation took me longer than I thought, because it was not on my plans. It was not on my plans. So I had to think again what Alice likes to do, what Alice wants to do. I had, you know, friends suggesting to go to uni and, you know, do other courses and start from zero, which I did. I went to uni, although I haven't finished. I decided to move to London on my third year. It was really, you know, that moment of decision is now or never, you know, either go now or never. So when I moved here, hospitality was the first option that I had, because as a teenager, I always work in hospitality. Second, I went to uni to study tourism and hospitality. So it was just a natural path for me to go to. When I started, I think my behavior inside the group is always 100%, 110% aware of others, because where I came from, you know, in the army, you have to be ready yourself and be ready for others. So this is what I brought when I start working. And after 3 months of working in a big food chain at the time, my manager say, well, I'm going to put you forward for the management training, which I started my process for, you know, starting the journey as a manager, you know, three months after I start working. It was like I moved to UK in 2010. That was early 2011, which I start my journey. In the process of managing people, Alice was not very friendly, as in with the, you know, with the military style, you have to do it quick. You have to do it for yesterday. You don't ask the questions that you know is not much information that you need right now. Need something to do? Do it now. Do it quick. Gone. But you know, dealing with people, and I had to kind of adapt that. And I was always very aware of, you know, people's behavior inside the group and how they, you know, they respond to you, all of that. I was just naturally very aware. Only late, I would say like 2-3 years after, you know, just working as a manager, working in a few different branches at the time in the same company, I came across this manager that he was a coach himself. So then he started coaching me, and I really liked the way I felt. Whenever we had a meeting, I really loved the way I felt. I felt empowered. I felt ready. I was, you know, with goals to achieve. And I really liked that, because that was the army, you know. You have a goal. You go there. You do it quick, and that's it. Boom. Your life is easy. But then I had the challenge of how to communicate that to people without the military style. Everything is very urgent. You know, it's like a life or death situation. This is a mission. We have to go. So I start asking questions to my boss at the time. It was a tour guy, Mustafa, a Turkish guy. I love working with him. Really did. That was a transformation for me right there. And then I start asking questions, and then he start feeding me with books, and I start reading the books about leadership, about coaching, about listening skills, about all of that. one day I was working in Camden, in one of the branches in Camden. So I had this girl that she was a good worker, and she, you know, I recruited her, all good. And then she stopped coming late and start, you know, the uniform was not tight. I start, you know, asking questions like, listen, you know, what's going on? This can't happen. This is not acceptable. Da-da-da-da-da. And this was Alice in the process, you know, like she was talking. And then I start digging more into coaching and start loving the books, loving what my boss at the time was sharing with me. And then I came across this exercise of listening and all the different layers of different levels of listening and everything. And I love that. And I start implementing that very, you know, shy. I start implementing that. So this girl at the time, she was, you know, coming, keep on coming late. And then I decided to just put the exercise into place of listening, actively listening to someone. I asked her for a meeting. At the time, we had this big fridge, which is like literally a fridge that you walk inside, walk-in fridge. And I closed the door and I said to myself, I'm going to listen. I'm going to be here 100% and I'm going to listen without judging anything that she will say to me. I went to the office, sat down with her, and just to learn that, and I was really upset with myself at the time, just to learn that, you know, she was an immigrant like me. She lost her room. She was asking strangers that she met at work to keep her stuff in one place in another place while she was sleeping here and there. And she was coming late because she didn't know where she was. She had to take two buses and you know how long that is big. For someone that moved here, this is scary. So I was being a problem into someone life. And at that day, I promised to myself that I will never do that again. I will be that manager that people could come to me, speak with any problem, and we'll sort it out. If you're neglecting, like in the army, it's a non-acceptable. But if you're trying your best, but you can't do it because something happened and you need help, I will be that person. So my journey as a coach started right there. And then I studied coaching. I did my diploma in the coaching academy, and the process started and never stopped. And then I kind of mixed, you know, my experience in the army with the empathy, with the compassion that coaching brings to you, and the awareness of the human side that coaching brings to you. So that is how I did the transition from the army to coaching.
Wow, I really love that. That is an amazing transitional story, to be quite honest, because one thing that you said was you had empathy. And I think that sometimes when you come from a place of hardship and so many struggles, you struggle to even find that for yourself, right? Talk less of finding it for somebody else. And I'm really, really happy that you had a different mindset that you were able to kind of put aside your role as a manager, as a tough manager, you know, a manager that is disciplined, and say to yourself, actually, let me just take a minute to just listen in. And from the time you gave yourself that permission to be able to listen to that staff member, you now found out that, oh my God, she is just like me. You understand? She is just like me. And because she is just like me, I need to now reflect on myself and be more open to listen, right? And I really love that, because you were able to now take her through those stages, and that really empowered you to now become a very much strong disciplined coach, where you can actually support someone like her through the journey of your amazing 30 days warrior program. So on that note, I would love you to tell us a little bit more about, you know, the 30-day challenge and your warrior mindset program, so that many women can actually listen to exactly what it is and what the transformation and the result is at the end.
Yeah, so my program is for women, and the reason why it's for women is, as the situation with my staff member at the time, a man will just stop everything and say, like, listen, this is happening to me. Don't give me any trouble, because I need to sort this out. A woman is a different thing. you always think that you can sort it out everything, because we are so used to give to others, and you know, you put yourself last. Even if you are in trouble, until you open your mouth and say like, I need help, you are, you know, you at that time, you really need help. Like, you really, really, really need help. It's not the first option for us as women. So that's why I work with women in my 30 days program, where this program is basically my experience and my routine that I do it with my clients. We wake up every day. We make sure that we have an amazing day with positive affirmations, with goal settings, all of that amazing stuff that will make you focus on yourself first. You pour into your cup first before any phone calls, before any emails, before the kids wake up, before the, you know, the partners start asking questions, that you have to stop what you're doing to look after others. So my 30 days challenge is for you to pour into your cup first, put yourself first, organize everything that you need that is important for you, that not necessarily needs to be important for others, but for you it matters. Because I strongly believe that all of us, we came to this world to make someone else's life a little bit easier with the beauty that we have inside and with all the skills and the way that we absorb and experience life. So my program will help you to connect yourself every single day. You acknowledge how important you are. You focus on what matters for you before anyone else. And the result of that is that, you know, when you pour into your cup, you have more energy, you have more focus, you are determined, you can see other things, you unleash your creativity side, you start being more aware of your energy and how do you want to use the energy. And on top of that, at the end of the day, instead of going to your sofa collapsing, feeling guilty about everything that you haven't done, because you woke up early and you organized and you planned and you did it and you put yourself first, you don't have that guilty feeling because you know that you did your best. So at the end of the 30 days challenge, that's what you learn, to have that self-discipline to take care of yourself, to acknowledge that. And because I know it's hard for you to do it on your own, we do it together. There is no 30 days challenge that take it, you go and do it. No. Alice is there every single day to make sure that you do it, because our brain is really tricky and we learn to listen to our brain most of the time. So I will be there every morning to make sure that, you know, you are first, you know, not your habits, not what people think you are, not what people wish you were doing. No, you connect with yourself and understand what really matters for you. At the end of the 30 days, it's not the end of it. you will have 20 days of, accountability texts and messages and emails. So you can carry on and do it on your own, but still with me on your side, just without the calls and the intense accountability. And after those 20 days, you will have a masterclass on how important is discipline in your life, where the masterclass for me to share a lot of what I know, also for you to share what is your, what you went through and how you can adapt that. So the idea of the program is not just for you to feel what is discipline and then go. No, the idea is for you to learn and to understand how you do it and then do it on your own, be able to do it on your own. And I share some strategies that you can also, carry on doing and you don't need to do it again only if you want to. But the program is designed for you to learn, to do it, to test it on your own, and to have all the tools that you need for you to be more self-disciplined. So that is the 30 days challenge, Think Like the Warrior program.
I love it. I love the name. The name speaks for the program because it's about changing your thinking, getting information, and also being self-disciplined. And if you're struggling to do it by yourself, well, you have a coach that will help you to do it in 30 days. So ladies, if you are listening, are you taking men?
I take many years.
Okay. Okay, so for anyone who's listening, who is interested in the 30 days warrior challenge, you know, it's about time that you definitely get yourself involved in this, because it's about being structured, being organized, and making sure that you are achieving those goals, right? It's not about you struggling anymore. We're not in that struggle zone anymore. We are now in the zone whereby you can get help, you can get support, and you can get someone who is an accountability coach that could support you and get you to the finishing line. There is a result at the end. But first, you have to decide to make that decision and also take the action. So Alice is going to be leaving our details very soon. But Alice, you know, you talked about, you know, teamwork, finding that kind of strength from the team in your paratrooper journey. And I want to talk about collaboration, because it's collaboration that's actually allowed us to connect together on a powerful level. And so, you know, how crucial do you think collaborations for business owners are? And how, as the All Women's Network, which is my network that I use to support women in business and help them and coach them through a membership opportunity, has helped you form collaborations?
Oh my God. It all started with you, to be honest. It all started with you, with All Women's Network. And I really loved the, you know, you did a branch in Barking. And I remember I went there, and at that time, I had already a very good idea of the program that I wanted to do, which is the 30 Day Challenge. So it was there, ready, and I was at home, and my thoughts was, I had to go out, I had to speak with people. And then I remember Edilene invited me for your brunch, which I went, and I just loved the way that you made me feel at that day. I was just, you know, I felt embraced, I felt welcome, I felt part of a group. I felt that, you know, we were all in a journey. You know, there is no better, there is no worse, there is no I don't know, there is no I'm unsure or anything. It was a huge embrace that you gave to me. And I just felt so encouraged that I went for a speech, which I knew.
I remember you were very nervous. And I said, well, this is the platform whereby everybody gets to shine, everybody gets an opportunity, and I call it the $1 trillion elevator pitch, where you pitch for 1 minute and you really get to just stand and just speak and just be yourself. Because one of the key ways to allow people to know you is through communication and introductions. The power of introductions will open doors for you, right, will allow you to meet the people that you never thought you would meet, whether it's local, whether it's global. All you need to do is to just speak.
True.
Anytime there's an opportunity to introduce yourself, just do it, right? And I'm happy that you did, because after you did it, you felt relieved. And then fast forward, what happened?
it all started with you, I think, and we all need someone like you that, you know, when you're starting your business or you want to start your business and you don't know, you can have the best idea ever, but you need people. We need each other. We need each other's energy. We need each other's support. And we need All Women's Network to receive you and put you in that safe space where you can try.
Yes,
and it's all about trying. It's all about you making the mistake. My pitch was, I don't even remember.
Are you sure you want to share it on this platform?
It was my first one, but it's so crucial for you to know how to explain what to do. Yeah. And today I'm here with Anna, and I can share what I do in a confident way, and you know, I can explain, you know, back and forth everything that I do. Because I went through that process that we all need to, and it's so important.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's very important if you have a business, if you have an idea, Anna is definitely the person to be close to, so you can go through that journey in a very
simple way.
You know, as it is, and just do it. Do it the way that you know. Do it the way that you can right now without judging yourself.
Absolutely.
And you don't feel judged as well.
Yes.
After that, I think collaboration is my middle name now. Because after you know, joining an all women's network and being a gold member, it just opened doors that I never thought I could, you know, go this far. I couldn't go this far, you know, globally. I met Neil Zekatoja, which we start partnership with her, and then through her, I start speaking in public, and then I start going to events. I start being invited to events, and now we have a business together. And we are co-founders of a six-month program. I have my program, she got her program. And I'm also, you know, through Leosa, I met Lorna Archer.
Yes, they're all here. I'm just going to show up some of the comments. Welcome to all the women that's been mentioned. So Lorna Archer said, collaboration is the key and support with like-minded people. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And this is what Nelza said. She said she has actually done your program. She said she really is there. I've done the program twice and jumping on again on the 30th of May. She can't get enough of you. Right? She loves waking up at 5 a.m. automatically.
Yes.
Your program changes people's mindset. For those of us who are late wake-uppers, should I call us, you know, it would automatically help you to kind of think differently and for you to wake up at that time, because your mind is completely changed, right? Absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, another person said, that's Lorna again, she said, love all what Alice is doing and saying, and her back story is inspiring. And then Claudia also said, oh, wow, top. So inspiring. Listen, people are sharing and they are loving what you are sharing in this platform today. So well done, Alice. Very, very important. And I just wanted to touch on, you know, sometimes you need to kind of make a decision and see what is out there for you. You know, one of the reasons why I sort of started the collaborative opportunities for women is because I wanted to change the narrative. So many times people are like, you know, women don't really support each other. But actually, we really do. And that's what we do within the All Women's Network. There is a level of collaboration. There is profitable collaboration opportunities, and there is non-profitable that could yield profit in the future. And you have maybe almost one or two or three at the moment, right, in your box at the moment. And I just want you to just share one of the collaborations that you are currently doing, which is incredible, a global platform. Let's put them on blast. Let's put them on blast. Say their name, Tropics Business. Let's hear about it, Alice.
Business Summit. This is a global platform. It's a partnership that we have through APSC Business Alliance, which is a business that I have with Nilsa and Osvaldo. The three of us are the APSC Business Alliance, and Georgina as well.
Don't forget nobody now.
Collaboration just led us to meet Tropic Business Summit, which is this team from South Africa, very hands-on, very doers like I like. I love them. They make things happen and in a massive way. And when we start this collaboration, we start having these invitations to be MCs. Me and Nilsa, we're going to be MCs for the Tropics. So this Saturday, we will be moderators of the conversation. You will be there, Anna.
I'm excited. I'm going to be a speaker. Listen, this is the power of collaboration. I am calling all collaborators, women and men. It's time to collaborate. I'm telling you. It's an amazing way for you to form and build long-lasting relationship. It's about putting each other forward. Mm-hmm. This morning, I got a message from one of our queens, Nelza. Anna, you are in. You are going to be one of the speakers, right? It's about putting each other forward. It's about honoring ourselves. It's about, you know, empowering ourselves, making sure that we are creating a seat for ourselves first and also creating a seat for others.
Yes.
Definitely. And this movement it's just, we just have to be part of it. Because if you want to collaborate and you believe in collaborations, then I want you to come and join us at the All Women's Network. And I'm not just saying that because there is evidence. We have social proof. It's everywhere. Once you come, you understand what the meaning of collaboration is. You can collaborate within the network with the women in the network. Mm-hmm. And then you can also build up those skills to join collaborative networks on the outside as well, because you would have gained all the tips, all the strategies on how to be an effective collaborator. And so this is a continuous journey, and I am really excited about it.
You said something really important that people should have that very clear in mind. There is collaboration that you can sell your product or service or whatever it is. Yeah. And you have the other collaboration, which is the one that you have to be open, very open to listen, to receive, and to share what you have. Because through that will come the actual collaborations that, you know, brings you projects like me and Hilda. We didn't just start it like, okay, you know, how can we help each other? No, we just start knowing each other and starting events. And then you know about one event and you say like, okay, Nilsa, she has this service, needs to be here. Yeah. And I know that Anna has this service. Anna, you must be here because I know where you want to go. Mm. So collaboration is just creating this web where you, people that you can trust that knows your service as well and know how your service can help others. And that's will just, you know, put your name on the table and you're not there. Your name was on the table from the beginning. As soon as we saw Anna needs to be here, Anna needs to be here.
Absolutely. And you know what? And you know what it is? It's about just kind of understanding what each businesses are. And, you know, within the network, everybody gets an opportunity to really tell us and do a presentation of exactly what their business is. Yes. So there's an opportunity for us to refer each other on. If there's an exhibition going on, I'm going to call on all the women, not just one, but everybody. Mm-hmm. Listen, you all need to be here. Yes. And, you know, we are all here to support one another. It's about me crowning you and also you crowning me back. Yes. You know, it's about us winning. There isn't no, it's about if I win, you win. That's the way I see it. If I win, you win. Definitely. And that's what it's really all about. And so, you know, we all have superpowers, Alice. We all have superpowers. I want to know as a queen, what is your superpower?
My superpower, the one that I have.
Yeah, superpower that you can share with us, because many of us. So queens and kings, please share your superpower in the chat.
I think my superpower...
So let me share mine with you just to juggle you. So for me, my superpower is that I slay and I dominate unapologetically and I show up intentionally, you understand, because I believe in myself and I love who I am, all right? So I pour into myself first in order for me to be fulfilled and overflow to be able to pour into other ones, other women and other people within my network. So I think yours is about disciplineship, you know?
And structure. Yeah. I was juggling between one and another.
So I think yours is about resilience.
Yes.
You know, your superpower is resilience and you give things a go regardless of your circumstances and your shortcomings. You just don't want to limit yourself. You're somebody who loves to persevere and you want to be just confident in showing up and doing your best. You know, you're not worried about whether it's perfect. You just want to give it a go. Yes, the nerves is there. Yes, the uncertainty is there, but you just want to just give it a go. So you're very resilient. So your superpower to me is resilience. Right? Because for you to be part of the power trooper, you need to have a level of resilience and perseverance, you know, and just confidence within yourself, which is really amazing. And I know that you love books. I've been to one of your empowerment book online events, right? That you partner with another person. And I just want you to share with us, you know, two books, right? So what are two book recommendations that you have for our listeners today?
So it was really challenging for me to choose because I love books. But I will say, I will share two books. One, the beginning of my entrepreneur journey, which was is in Portuguese, but the this book, which is a 4-week, 4 hours a week from Tim Ferriss. And this book, he explains how you, if you're working a full time, how you can manage to switch that. And it all starts with the way you start thinking and the way that you start talking to yourself.
Yes.
And really start planning your way out to, you know, birthing your vision and your business and everything that you want to. Because, you know, life is not, we are not designed for 9 to 5, sitting down, going home and all of that. We're born to collaborate. We're born to be with each other. We're born to share and to thrive.
Absolutely, yes. It's all about thriving, moving forward, having a focus, having a goal, achieving it with a network of people around you, definitely. That's a really great book. I think sometimes when you are in the full-time work, you have to think about if you have an idea and you want to, you know, start something, you can do it from the comfort of your home. You can also start it. So I always tell people, if you have a 9 to 5, you can do a 6 to 9. So 6 to 9 is when you focus on that dream, that vision, you write it out. It's amazing how the power of a pen and a notebook will definitely birth your vision with you. You know, you just write it down. This is what I want to do. This is my idea. And this is the vision, right? So I always tell people, no matter what, do have time for your vision and have time to bring it to life, because people are waiting for you. There's no point in taking your vision to the grave. It doesn't make any sense, you know, to taking the vision to the grave, right? It's about giving. It's about giving to the world and also helping others to see what you've given and also for them to take action, you know, which is very important. I wanted to read Lorna. Comment. She said, my superpower is that I am an authentic self, speaking my truth, owning who I am, believing in me and doing what I love. Absolutely, Queen. You are definitely right. Indeed. Definitely. Listen, we are having so much fun and we need to wrap up this wonderful show. This is what happens when you're having too much fun. Time goes really quickly. So just lastly, you know, what is the biggest takeaway that you hope our listeners will learn from you today?
I would say the cliche, don't give up. Whatever you have in your mind that is telling you to do it, don't ignore. As Anna was saying, there is no point for us to take what we came to this world to do to the grave, because we all came with a mission, and the way that we absorb life and the way that we experience life, with the traumas, with the happy moments, with the sad ones, with the one that we didn't want to. But then when we look back, that is where you got your superpower that you carry today. You know, that is just life. And I would say resilience is one word that I want people to take away. Resilience.
Definitely.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, definitely.
Sounds really amazing. Definitely don't give up and just give things a go. It doesn't have to be perfect. We need to start thinking about not being so perfect, not having everything together, because what happens is everything will eventually fall into place.
Yeah.
But the first thing you need to do, which is one of the hardest things, is to say yes to yourself. And give yourself the opportunity to get started.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. Just do it. Get it started. That's my mantra. Do it. Get it started. And Rene said, well done, ladies. What a blessing to listen to amazing queens. Oh. My superpower is dare to express myself through everything I do, especially in fashion, styling, and cooking. Thank you so much for that powerful message. Mm-hmm. It really does resonate with so many of us. Listen, Queen. We are coming to the end of our wonderful conversation. So lastly, what is next for you, Alice? You have so many things going on at the moment, lots of collaborative partnerships, you know, relationships that you're building. So what is next for you?
So next for me is, well, the first thing is my program that will start on the 30th of this month, the 30-day challenge for anyone that wants to join. You can do it until this Friday at 3 o'clock. and to start on the 30th, the 30 days challenge. After that, we do have the African Doers event this Saturday, which is a global platform where we will be talking about different topics from women in leadership, from technology, from youth and their challenges, and how we can help them to create tools and to create a strategy for them to birth their vision as well, and start in the early age to create this plan for themselves, among other things as well that we'll be discussing during that event on Saturday with the Tropic Summit. We will be traveling to Cape Verde in October, where we want to take you, Anna, and all the businesses that are ready to go global and are, you know, in this process of giving and sharing and learning with others and really bringing on board and growing. Growing is all about, you know, you absorb what other people are doing and you try to figure out how you can do it as well or better or just add to what you're doing right now. Yeah, so that is what we have. So from 10th to 15th of October, we'll be in Cape Verde at the Tropic Summit event, which is a global with over 100 countries represented, with government, with industries, you name it. That is the place to be if you're ready to go global, if you're ready to just breathe, experience business as we live that today, which is with one another, with the energy with one another. Started, if you're not ready to go global, Anna is the person to go to.
Absolutely, with our global podcast platform as well, and also partnering with you and Nelza and the Tropics. You know, we are just doing such amazing, incredible work. I am truly impressed by all the wonderful women in our network. And so on that note, I would like you to just share your social media handles and also your website. I have just put your website on screen for our listeners, for them to take and also be in touch with you, especially for your upcoming program. So just share your social media handles with us.
Sure. You'll have a lot of updates on my Facebook, which is Ali Santos Coach. We also have my LinkedIn, Ali Santos, and my Instagram, Alice High Performance Coach. So any of the platforms, I'll be there. If you message me, I'll reply on the day. So don't worry, all the questions that you have, please come forward and I will respond to you. So yeah, those are the places where you can find me.
Absolutely, indeed. Thank you so much for being an amazing guest. It's been an honor to actually have you on the show today. We have so many interaction and lots of great participation. So thank you to all our listeners. It's really awesome to be able to host the podcast this afternoon. So without further ado, thank you to Alice, who is our great speaker. Thank you for being part of the show and thank you for sharing your amazing nuggets. And so until next week with another amazing guest, a wonderful trailblazer, join me again and you'll be able to listen to more fantastic opportunities. And also you can also get to connect with many of my guests and also, you know, tap into their offers and also many of their programs as well. So if you want to be a guest on the show, we have some amazing sponsorship packages, especially for guests who wants to promote their business, you know, your events, your workshops, your offers, your coaching program. So just send me an email. I will be leaving that on the comment so that you can actually see it and get in touch. So until next week, thank you all for watching and, you know, spread the word, Birth Your Vision Podcast. We are here, you know, giving women the opportunity to speak, to share their story and their business as well, their brand story on our platform, global and locally. So thank you so much, everybody. And yeah, any last word, Alice, before we wrap up? Any words of encouragement? Just last one?
Yes, don't do it alone. Join the 30 Days program and we'll do together. We'll do it together.
Absolutely, indeed, definitely. So don't do it alone. Do it with a great team of people who can be accountable for you as well. So take care, everyone. Have a great afternoon. Stay blessed. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.